Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Most people are in a bad mood for about 2 hours a day. And what causes people to be in a bad mood? The number one thing, neither one of you guessed it correctly.
Food?
No. Oh. Number one was a bad night's sleep.
Yeah, that's right.
And after you hear that, you go, oh, yeah, yeah.
No doubt. Question.
What about balls?
But one of those on there, it's not on here, but there are work-related things on here. Getting into an argument with a significant other was another one, and that'll do it to you. You know, it's Chase threw up an example. Yesterday, he and I were texting back and forth about something that's, you know, potentially exciting. And he was all giddy after we talked about it. And I guess about that time, Kelsey came home, and he's like, oh, hey, yeah, yay, what's up? How was your day? And then she was not in the
mood. Yeah, she just had a long day. That was it.
Right. And so that kind of brought him, you know, back down. And then Amy says... Go ahead. What did you say?
I said, I just can't imagine coming home and just having somebody you have to like talk to and run over everything with. Just don't you need like 20 or 30 minutes to yourself?
So Amy goes, I just need to go back to the bedroom and close the door and be there for like a half an hour to decompress before I have to have a discussion about my day or the other person's day.
If you have a long commute time, I imagine that that's your decompression time. You can jam out to some music and relax.
None of us have a long commute. Yeah. I have the shortest commute of all of us. Well, it takes me less than 4 minutes.
Yeah. So, but I mean, for somebody, a lot of people have 30, 45, you know, 60 minute long commutes that maybe that's your decompression time. And that you're excited to share your day when you get, I just, like when somebody's on you all the, it's to the point, honestly, that I've been alone, like single, living alone too long.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell.
You are what's called set in your ways. You have your routines, you have your things you like to do, you have your moments that, and your moments are like 9 hours a day where you do whatever you want to do. Which is fantastic. That's great because you don't have a husband or a steady boyfriend or children or anything like that, that pulling on your time. So what time you're away from work is your time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and let's say, you know, you're into your 30s now, and then maybe something goes really great and you end up going, you know what? Maybe this marriage thing isn't a sham. Maybe I could do it.
Maybe my entire belief system shifts.
Yeah, exactly. And then you end up moving in with somebody and then then's when the real work. That's when you gotta get in the groove with each other then.
So I had dated a guy and I was at his house pretty frequently. I would go let his dog out, but
And this was a long relationship. Go ahead and first of all, how long was the relationship?
It was just over a year.
That's long for you.
Yeah, it was my first and only one.
Right.
So I would go let his dog, but again, I was getting out of work at 12:30 and I would go let his, so by the time he got home from work, you know, 4, 5, or 6, whatever it was, he had just, and I was like, I'm going to leave. Like, don't you want to be alone? I'm like, I don't understand people who don't want to be, some people don't like to be alone.
Right.
They don't want to be alone. But for me, I require a lot of downtime and alone time. It's how I recover.
And all that's got to be discussed up front.
Yeah,
straight up.
You got to know going in that this other person needs their me time.
Yeah.
They need their me time. They need their me weekends or whatever it is that they need. You know, they got to have that. Because if somebody's the very opposite, that's just never, it's never going to work. You know?
Yep.
Because somebody wants to be with somebody 24 hours a day. I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
The constant. Do we have to be together all the time? Do I have to see you all the time?
That you can't go out and do other things. Like, you know, I was saying to you guys, I have a date tomorrow night. And I was like, I'm going to go out early because I go to bed early. And I need to keep that because I need to keep my sleep schedule on track. And I know that that's weird. But if you're going to seriously date me, you have to know that I don't want to be out until midnight every Saturday. It ruins me for 3 or 4 days.
That's right. So you have to stay on the sleep schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're going to go out, let's do it like how it's going to be done, actually done. And like you can go out afterward. Go out. I want to go home at 9 o'clock. Go out with friends. I don't care.
Yeah. But for me, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're talking about meeting up at 11 p.m., that's...
I don't want to do it.
No, I can't. We all sound like old people. We were talking about this off mic the other day. People going out at 11:30. Yeah. Who does that? I can't do that.
But I get up at 3:40 during the week.
Yes, yes.
And on the weekends, I sleep until 5:30. And people go, that's not sleeping in. But I can't. I can't sleep until 7 or 8 because then I'm up at Sunday. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I have to get up in 4.5 hours. You know, for work.
To come dragging in here.
Yeah. So, and this is what's important to me.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I thought that was an interesting conversation. But I always also surprised that the number one thing that puts you in a bad mood is a bad night's sleep. Number two, stepping in dog poop.
Where's food? Because
it's not on there.
I had a pizza one time and it was garbage and I was so mad about it.
You pay all this money and you're like, oh my
God. I ordered a burrito one time. It wasn't right. I threw it at the menu board.
I was furious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.